Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, December 17th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. In casting news, fresh face Nicholas Matos will make his Broadway debut this spring in Smash. Matos, a native of Secaucus, New Jersey, is currently pursuing a bachelor's degree in theater at Fordham University. He will play a character named Scott, an intern overseeing the rehearsal process for the fictional Bombshell, the Marilyn Monroe story. Matos joins a now-complete principal cast that also includes Robin Herter, Brooks Ashmanskas, Krista Rodriguez, John Bellman, Christine Nielsen, Caroline Bowman, Jacqueline B. Arnold, Bella Coppola, and Casey Garvin. Smash begins previews March 11th. Opening night is April 10th at the Imperial Theater. Last night, the new comedy Eureka Day officially opened at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater. It follows the board of directors at a California elementary school and tackles their debate on vaccination policies when a mumps outbreak hits the venue. Reviews were mostly positive, including a critic's pick from Jesse Green, chief theater critic of the New York Times, who called it a hilarious poison pen satire of educational wokeism. Eureka Day runs through January 19th. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, December 15th. Broadway experienced its highest attended and second highest grossing week of the current season, a very healthy place to be before the Christmas and New Year's tourism peaks and the expected midwinter doldrums. 36 running productions combined to gross over $43.7 million, 93.3% of all houses were filled. The $15 million musical The Notebook played its final performance at the Gerald Schoenfeld Theater on Sunday, taking in $1,094,299 in its last week and playing to sold-out houses. The Roommate, the new play starring Patti LuPone and Mia Farrow, ended its limited run at the Booth, grossing $501,497. Swept Away, which was originally also going to close on Sunday, but surprisingly announced a two-week extension early last week, played to 99% capacity audiences at the Longacre and grossed $657,500. The star-studded All In comedy about love, which features a rotating cast of comedians currently led by John Mulaney, Richard Kind, Fred Armisen, and Renee Elise Goldsberry, sold out its first five previews at the Hudson Theater at $1,046,514. Opening night is December 22nd for a brief run through February 16th. In its final week of previews, everything was coming up gypsy. The Audra McDonald-led revival set a new weekly high at $1,818,235. Opening night is December 19th at the Majestic. Elf crossed the $2 million marker for the first time in its seasonal run at the Marquee, where it plays until January 4th. Suffs and Back to the Future stayed in seven figures and continued their gradual ascents leading up to their January 5th closings at the Music Box and Winter Garden Theaters, respectively. They were two of 22 shows to grab at least a million last week. And maybe Happy Ending might just be finding its audience at the right time. Further building off spectacular reviews, increased press, and solid word of mouth, the new charmer of a musical set a new high of $764,022 at 95% capacity at the Belasco. We are now 30 weeks into the current Broadway season, and the main stem is at a very encouraging $1.72 billion pace. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.